It's interesting in a way. It sort of brings us on to Terry and his contribution. You know, this idea you mentioned there that history is seen as a vehicle for citizenship in some ways. It was something which, if you were looking at the conservative members of the coalition pre-2010, that was quite clear that many of those felt that citizenship was somehow a politically correct construction of the Labour Party, and that they would be returning swiftly to a more, we couldn't call it traditional, as Peter Yandels mentioned to us, you know, maybe traditional never existed as such, but a form of history teaching. And I wonder whether you could maybe raise some comments about the situation in England recently, and particularly there has been considerable conflict over the draft history curriculum, but maybe the more wider sort of historical and political debate around that.
Sure. There are a couple of handouts. Please don't feel you've got through them. I always think, you know, people think the talk's disappointing. At least people might think, well, there are a couple of handouts. Perhaps some, one of my sad little hobbies is collecting quotations about the purposes of school history. And these are just some that I've selected. Plus, a handout about Lawrence Stenhouse's vision of what school humanities teaching might be, which is very different from the version put forward in the draft curriculum. So I do want to try and focus my comments on history teaching and the nation and identity in the context of this draft curriculum that's recently been formulated. Because any time they formulate a new history curriculum, it makes you think, well, what is it about the study of the past that makes it useful for the young people that learn it, to society, the state, the nation, you know, to the good society? And I think there's also an issue in the 21st century. What does it contribute to the well-being of the human race? And I suppose one of the things is apparent from the draft curriculum is in an extreme form the emphasis on English history, and its backbone, almost all of it, is designed to tell a positive story about the national past to an unusual degree. I was at a conference in Switzerland when it came out, and they just put all the content in 24-point font and just scrolled through it for the audience. And gradually more and more of them started to laugh.
Yeah.
And what I'd done was put anything that wasn't British in red to give them a bit of a clue, you know, and just scrolled through. And every four or five pages there'll be a little bit of red. But it's things like the Renaissance in England. The Reformation in England, as if the Renaissance was really a sort of English sort of thing. And it was really